Loishonu ela b'mokum shein mevien yerek mechutz lorets. So in the place in Eretz Yisrael that the minig is not to bring vegetables from America to Eretz Yisrael, if that's the minig, not to bring vegetables from chutz lorets to Eretz Yisrael, then it's very good. Like in Eretz Yisrael now, in this place, there are no vegetables from outside. So there's only vegetables from what grow here. On Shemitah, you don't have anything growing in Yegina. You only have wild vegetables growing. So when you made Yisaneda, you meant wild vegetables. Abu b'makim shemevi and yerek mechutz loretz loretz, but in a place that they're not makpid, they let you bring in vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So then on Shemitah, that's the Eitzah. On Shemitah, you can't plant vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. So the Eitzah is import vegetables from other places. So then in Eretz Yisrael, they do have vegetables. And they have vegetables hagina. Those were vegetables that were grown in the garden. So in such a case also, then talk, if you make an Issa Neder in that place on Shemitah, you meant to include the vegetables hagina. So Mar says, Ketanoi, this halach is a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara Sanhedrin. One man Yom says, Ein mevien yerek min chutz loris loris. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see why not. Rebbe Chananya ben Gamliel Oimer. Mevien yerek mechutz loris loris. You're allowed to bring in vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, my time of demand the yom ein mevien. Like, what should be wrong to bring it? What should be the issa bring in American food into Eretz Yisrael? Mishum gush. We're afraid about the kaka, the dirt that you're bringing in. The locher is the dirt of chutz loris has tumah to it. Midrabbonin, there's tumas eretz amin. So therefore, we're afraid if you bring the vegetables into Eretz Yisrael, maybe you bring a cluster of the dirt with it. And the dirt has tumas, Eretz Amim. We don't want that tumah to come into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the shayla. And the Ran says, Mishum Gush, Shema Yesh Mayofa Chutz Loretz Biakrayu. Maybe in the roots of your vegetable, you still have some dirt with it. V'tomei, Mishum Safik Meis, Trabonim made a din tumah on all dirt of Chutz Loretz, that since the chutzlars are not marked with where they bury the mason, you have to be afraid maybe there are mason buried there. So there's dirt has tumah to it. Therefore, in chutzlars, so all the dirt is tumah, so we don't want that dirt to come into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Mishum Gush it's also. Mishnah says, Mina Kruv, you're making this and the other not to enjoy Kruv, cabbage, is also the asparagus. You also have asparagus, price is the same type of a min. So Ran says, Deli Bechlau Kruv, the min Kruvu. Maybe some it's not our asparagus, but it's a type of a cabbage. I mean, asparagus is mutter the kruv. You make it into another asparagus, then you're allowed to have the kruv, cabbage. I mean, hagrisin, you make this another not, he grease type of beans, is also the mikvah. You're not allowed to eat a chon that's made out of it. So Rashi, the ain mikvah b'chlal shum. The mikvah is also, different. Yeah, minigrisin is also the mikveh. Mikveh means like a soup. You made the beans together. That's still the beans. Rabbi Yosi Matir, still no. Grisin meister means the beans by themselves. But once you make a soup out of it, it's called the mikveh. It's not called grisin smuta. What about mina mikveh? You say you can't eat the soup. Then mutter be grisin. You only meant to say when the beans are in the soup form, but not the beans themselves. The beans themselves are mutter. Min ha-matzev, you make esef not to have the soup form, is also b'shum. You're not allowed to have garlic. Vaista is garlic, they put inside the makfer, so garlic is called part of the soup. We have yosim mate, no? Yasir is also mutter. He only said makfer, not the garlic. What about min ha-shum? Someone makes this and they not eat garlic. Is mutter the makfer? You're allowed to eat the soup, even though you have garlic in it, but it's not called garlic, it's called soup. Min ha'doshim, so makes it's an edder not eat lentils, is also bashishim. Even though it's lentils, but since it's cooked in honey, it's called ashishim, it's mutter. We have yosim mater, no, we have before, in his mokum, they call the ashishim shel ha'doshim. Therefore it was also. Min ha'ashishim, so makes it's an edder not eat these lentils that were fried in honey, is mutter ba'doshim. He only meant to say ashishim and not the ha'doshim himself. Chita, somebody says he can't eat wheat. Chitin or else shenitoyim. He says, chito chitim shenitoyim. I won't eat wheat and wheat. Is also behen, he's also with wheat, ben kemach, ben apas. Whether it's the flour form, whether it's bread, it's also. Grisim shenitoyim. I won't eat this type of beans. is also ben. You can't eat these beans ben chayim ben mevusholim, whether it's raw or cooked. We have Yudu Weimer. Koy name gris. So somebody says he won't eat a gris. Oy chita shenetoyim moteres lochos chayim. Then you let it chew it raw. Vice versa, gris is only called when it's cooked. A cooked bean is called gris. We say a lashon of a gris a chita, then you allow to eat it raw. Raw is not called. And the Ran says chita gris. Stam lo yom chita chitin gris gris in ksava b'bushol mashma. Chayin lo mashma. Stam gris or stam chita means when it's cooked. Edible is not when it's raw. Tanya Rishimin and Gamliel Leimer. Chita shein yitoyim. Somebody says it's an edible, you can't eat wheat. Is also lafois. You're not allowed to bake it. Umut alochas chitim, but you're allowed to chew the raw wheat. Umut alochas, you're allowed to chew it. Chitim shein yitoyim. Somebody says, I won't eat chitim wheat. A loshen rabim. Is also lochas, then you can't chew it. But umut alafos, you're allowed to eat it when it's baked. Because chitim means the raw form. What about somebody says chita chitim shenetoyim, a double loshen, wheat and wheat? Then also bein lochas bein lafis. Whether it's raw, you want to chew it raw, whether you want to eat it after it's baked, both are also. Same thing, gris shenetoyim, I won't eat a bean. Is also lavashri, you can't eat it when it's cooked. Or muta lochos, lochos, you're allowed to eat it when it's raw, just to chew it. What about grisin shenetoyim? Then it's the opposite. Also lochos, you're not allowed to chew it when it's raw, but a muta lavashal. That's what these words mean. There it means only when it's raw it's also, but not after it's cooked. But if you say gris grisin, a double lushin of these beans, then shein etoyim, you won't eat it. Then you meant to say also bein lavasha bein lochus. Whether the bean is cooked, whether the bean is raw to chew it, in both ways you meant to answer it. This is what's included in your lashinus of these different types of medarim. How do you lech anoydim ramavushal?